I'm again for StoryCorps, where people across the country are interviewing loved ones and adding their stories to an archive of American voices. Cherie Lindsay and her father, Philip, have a rare skin condition. It's called vitiligo, and it causes people to gradually lose the pigment in their skin. The discoloration starts as a patch that appears randomly, and it can grow over time. The Lindsays are African American, and Cherie's condition has spread so dramatically over the past 4 years that most of her face and body now appear white.
It started around my eyes, and it literally grew out like a mask. And I remember calling and saying, you know, Dad, my vitiligo is moving kind of fast.
Well, I was shocked because I had asked doctors if any of my kids would have vitiligo. And they said, probably not. It usually skips a generation. So when I found out that you had it, I was scared for you.
It was easy for me to deal with because of seeing you deal with it. Like, I've never seen you without vitiligo. And so it's like, that's normal. That's my dad.
I have 5 kids, and when I had to take you guys out and about, you guys wanted to protect me.
Ready to fight.
Okay, yeah. Anything anyone did or said, you guys were just like, hey, watch yourself. And so I had to ease you guys' mind and let you understand that I was okay. I didn't need the protection.
I know for me, I get stared at like crazy.
Well, I noticed kids like to touch me. How do they react to you?
Man, there was a point I would avoid kids in the store. If a kid was coming down the aisle, I'm like, I don't need no bread. But I did something one time. I was at Walmart, and I'm walking down the aisle, and this little boy, he had to be about 5 or 6. He was just staring at me. He looked so freaked out. But I stopped, and I said, you want to know why I look like this? And he was like, yeah. And I said, because I was staring at somebody in Walmart. And I told his mom, I was like, you know, I'm just kidding with him.
Well, Cherie, you know, you're a very beautiful woman. And you keep your head up and you walk on. And I couldn't be more proud of you for the way you handle yourself. Really, my chest goes out for you.
Philip Lindsay and his daughter, Cherie, talking about the rare skin condition they share. Their conversation was recorded in Denver, Colorado, and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Get the StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and at npr.org.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from Gevalia, over 150 years of Swedish expertise dedicated to the art of coffee making. Gevalia, rich, never bitter. And from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, with a diagnostic exam and treatment plan for advanced stage patients seeking a second opinion at cancercenter.com.